God is saying tonight. I can hear it in my spirit as we're talking about laying the burdens down and giving all of ourselves to Him. Some of us may have said this with our mouth, but we may be thinking it more and more. And it's a phrase the world uses, and we shouldn't be doing it, we shouldn't be saying it. But we get caught up sometimes in things that we hear. It's too much to bear. It's too much to bear. I can't bear it anymore. I can't hear it anymore. I can't think about it anymore. And that's completely contrary to the Word of God, because we shouldn't be bearing anything. The Lord says to take His yoke upon our lives. Why? Because His yoke is easy. Because His burden is light. And if you tonight in this place are feeling that way, thinking in your mind, battling with it, wrestling with it, you may even be putting it down with the Word, and you may be speaking to it, but it just keeps rearing and coming up. It could be physical issues, it could be mental issues, it could be things that you just see each and every day. But it's not yours to bear, church. And we're gonna just lay it at His feet tonight. If you thought it, if you said it, too much to bear. It's too much. I can't handle anymore. You don't have to anymore. You can lay it at His feet tonight. You can give Him every single part of you so that there's no burden left to bear. Why would we bear it? It's been paid for. It's been bought by the blood of Christ. So if that's you, I just want you to come forward. The worship team is going to continue to sing and worship. But we're going to come against the yoke of bondage, the yoke of despair, the yoke of worry. We're going to take on His burden tonight. Could be for your children, could be on your job. You could be somebody that says, you know, I never worry about anything, but all of a sudden I started feeling a heavy burden. I started feeling weighed down. I started feeling like I wasn't going to be able to get through. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The Word says that the yoke is easy and God's burden is light. That's what we got to walk around with. That's what we got to confess. Part of that step is taking that step of faith tonight. Coming out of your seat. Allowing the anointing, the corporate anointing in this room tonight to break bondage, to break yokes, to shatter burdens. So that we can mount up on wings as eagles and soar. So we can renew our strength. Be effective for the kingdom of God. Amen. Peter had to get out of the boat when Jesus told him to. He didn't get out 5 minutes later. He didn't check to see how the waves looked. If you're speaking that, if you're thinking that, if you're anxious about it, and you don't want to leave this place the same way you came in, I would get to the altar tonight. God is speaking to you tonight. Take that step of faith now.